Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
Welcome to day 20 of In His Steps. Today's title is Given the Keys to His Kingdom. William Barclay said, "To bind something was to declare it forbidden. To loose was to declare it allowed." These were the regular phrases for making decisions in regard to the law. Our text today is Matthew 16:19. "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Today's scripture gives us yet another declaration by Jesus that has been highly debated. First, note that the word "you" is singular in the original language. There is no doubt that verse 19 continues Jesus' address to Peter that began in verse 17. Second, what is meant by the phrase "kingdom of heaven"? John Piper defines it as follows: "The kingdom of heaven is the spiritual and ultimately physical reign of God over creation, primarily characterized by Jesus' lordship, righteousness, peace, and justice. It is synonymous with the kingdom of God, with Matthew using the term to highlight God's sovereignty. The kingdom is both a present reality in the hearts of believers and a future, fully realized kingdom." Warren Wiersbe gives additional clarification to Jesus' declaration. Jesus declared that to Peter and to the disciples, he would give the keys of the kingdom of heaven. It is likely that Jesus was referring to the keys commonly held by the scribes as a symbol of their teaching function. They were the teachers of Scripture. In this sense, Jesus was appointing the disciples as the initial teachers in his church. As elsewhere in Matthew, heaven is a euphemism for God, so kingdom of heaven means kingdom of God. Those who were the teachers of Scripture were the gatekeepers for all humanity. They were at the threshold of God's expanding kingdom, as revealed in the Word. The verbs bound and loosed in the Greek future perfect tense indicate the process was not yet complete. Jesus seems to have been instructing these teachers to be certain that before they taught some doctrine, it was something that had already been determined in heaven. What are these keys by which the disciples or subsequent teachers opened the way for people's understanding of the kingdom of heaven? From the immediate context, as well as the broader context of the New Testament, we are safe in saying that these keys represent the supernaturally revealed truth of God, which Peter and the other disciples have just begun to receive. If we conduct ourselves according to God's guidelines here on earth, we can take it on faith that our actions and decisions on earth are in accord with what was already decided in heaven. We do not need specific direction or confirmation in each situation. We have God's word on it that His instruction, given to us in the Bible and properly carried out with a right heart, will achieve His will on earth. As we continue in our study of Matthew 16:13 through 20, we keep discovering additional gifts from our great God. God has given us a revelation of His Son, which allows us the opportunity to enter into a personal relationship with Him. God has given us His Word and the keys to the kingdom. Since God is the ultimate giver, following Him leads you to becoming a giver. When you enter into a relationship with Christ, the Holy Spirit enables you to find joy in radical generosity. Remember that you are never more like Jesus than when you give. Here are some questions to consider. Why do you think the adversary has caused such confusion over Jesus' statement found in Matthew 16:13 through 20? What does this say about the significance of Jesus' words? How does Jesus' statement encourage and empower you as you give yourself in service to his kingdom? What kind of gift from God are the keys to the kingdom? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.